Brittany.
Next case, please.
The next application is 12005 Jose Sanchez and Lisa Nedjago. I'm going to butcher this and I apologize. Nedjawski seek variances from the separation requirements and side yard setback sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Atlantic Avenue, approximately 50 feet east of Tanglewood Avenue. The 901 address is 20088 Atlantic Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3060. Specifically, they are requesting a 1.1-foot variance, a 4.5-foot variance, a 4.7-foot variance, a 6.5-foot variance, a 0.9-foot variance. Those are all separation distances, and they're also requesting a 2.9-foot variance for the side setback. We received 3 letters in support, no letters in opposition, 5 mail returns. Staff would note that the letters in support is one is from Bruce Schweiger, that they have no objection to granting of the variance for the screened porch. And then we also have a letter from George and Bonnie. I can't actually read the handwriting. So, and it just says that they live at 20082 Atlantic Avenue, and that the neighbors have constructed a screened porch, and they have no objection, and we feel it is a lovely addition to their home. And then we also have a letter from Eliza Jeffries, and that is that they live right next door to the existing deck, and they have no objection. They are directly affected by the structure, as they do live next door, and then they understand the need to enclose the deck, and we have substantial amounts of standing water. Each rainfall and mosquitoes are a huge issue. Another number of other residents in the development have address this concern with the park office. However, nothing's been done to address the flooding concerns. They would hope that the county would see the need for the deck enclosure, as most of us on the street have enclosures in order to enjoy outdoor living. So they are in support, and they also submitted a number of pictures showing the distance and some of the flooding issues that have occurred with the property. And that's all I have. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Can you state your name and address for the record? Can we wait right here and we'll swear everybody at the same time?
Jose Sanchez, 20088 Atlantic Avenue,
Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 1991. Sherry Bigelow, Phoenix Construction, 16880 Oldrist Run, Milton, Delaware, 19916.
Do you three swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, I'm Lisa Nedjawski. You pretty much summed up our issue. We purchased our home in 2015. 2016, because of the mosquito issues that we had, we contracted our contractor to enclose that porch so that we can have some outdoor living space. We went ahead, we had our final inspection, we thought everything was taken care of, and a month later we get a letter in the mail that we had a variance issue that we were not aware of. So our contractor is here today to help address any issues that you may have. I've submitted letters from the neighbors and pictures, and if there's any questions, I'll be glad to address those.
All right. Thank you. Next.
Okay, we were given a questionnaire. It says the uniqueness of the property in question is only 42 feet wide. In this particular park, there are no markers to delineate where the property lines start and where the property lines end. And at the time, we did not think that we needed to have a survey done. We do have one now that we've had since we received the notice that we were in violation. Porch in question, when we came to get the permits, we were going over top of the existing decking that was already there. So we went to the end of the decking, built, framed out our porch, and enclosed it, getting all the permits that we were supposed to get, verifying that the permits were all correct and had been CO'd. The porch is 12 foot wide, making it a little difficult because we have several steps to walk down. Make it, if we had to go back to the original guidelines for the setbacks, we would only be able to do a 7'5", which would mean by the time you step off the deck, off the steps to get from the mobile to the flooring, you'd have like 2 feet of space. That was one of the issues as well. We did not create this issue. It was the previous owner had gotten the decking, had done the decking, gotten the permits, and done what they were supposed to do. It was approved by Sussex County, and when I went to go get my permit, I verified that. And we built right on top of it. So we didn't extend it. We didn't go out any further than it was already, that had already been approved. There are a multitude of other properties in the community that are well within the 20-foot setback, and you should have some pictures that I sent as well with this to indicate that we were not the only one that it was in violation. Didn't know that we were in violation until 4 months after we had completed the job. I don't know who was which. I get the permits from the permit place. They went out and did their framing, their final, no problems. 4 months later, they received a letter from the county saying, oh, you're in violation of setbacks. And I'm like, but I got all my permits and was cleared by permits and planning and zoning, and everything was fine. And now 4 months later, when they come out to do an inspection, then we get the violation. So again, if you look at quite a few of the other pictures in the property, at no time did anyone ever come out to us and say that we were in violation. The park manager never came out and said anything to us at all. And we were out there for quite a few months because we'd had some issues getting it, being able to get it completed and with manpower. And that's, you know, we're in Sussex, Delaware. So unfortunately, keeping people on the job is a problem. So it took us a while. But the park manager never indicated to us that there was an issue. Planning and zoning never issued any kind of issue for us at all. And you can see there's probably, I just went down one street. There's at least five other properties that are well within that 20-foot setback. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so if we're in violation, then, you know, I'm not going to say go out and violate all them. But, you know, we didn't do anything. And had I known that I was going to be in violation, I certainly wouldn't have done it. But the thing of it is we built on the existing deck, which had been CO'd and cleared. Okay. So, I mean, it's not like we extended the deck. We built right on the very end of it, that where it was, and we built straight up. So we didn't extend it, we didn't, and everything had been cleared with the permits.
Okay. All right, I'll see if we have any
Janelle
questions.
Janelle, want to say anything about this?
You want to say anything about that, Janelle? I was asking.
Again, decks have different requirements than property, things that are enclosed. So once you enclose something, different setbacks are typically required. I know we have had issues in the past with sea air, so typically you do anything you need a survey prior to getting a building permit. I can't speak for how this happened. Typically, the planning office, we go out last. We are the last to go out, so if they started construction, you know, and built it, we do the final CO for compliance with setbacks. We don't go out when they're framing. We don't go out when they're typically. We don't do that. That is the building code that is going out to do inspections to make sure they're in compliance with the building code. We go out once it's been finalized to verify. And we do note that there are multiple other variances that are needed. We caught those when they brought in the survey, and it showed other items. So some of them existed prior, it sounds like prior to them purchasing the property, at least on the rear and the other side. And then the two for that are the 4.7 and the 4. I want to say on the left-hand side of the property, that would be due to the screening in of the porch. And then the runs to the rear and onto the right-hand side, we caught when they came in with the survey. Because again, you bring in the survey, you might think you only need one variance, and we'll kind of go through and make sure, catch everything else that the applicant might need.
Okay. Thank you for that. All right, I'm going to start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
Okay.
Do you have any questions at this time?
Several.
Okay.
In looking at the, Ms. Cornwell, in looking at the permit, I don't see where it says anything about 20 feet between units. Is that, and I never really questioned that before, but I guess I am now. How does a builder or a property owner know that they, that's a setback requirement?
Typically, that is on the permits. I don't know why it wasn't. Again, the building code department, I'm not trying to lay blame. The building code department issues permits, and typically they do let people know that there is a 20-foot separation distance, especially in mobile home parks. We typically do try to make sure they are aware of that.
Right. I mean, it does show the 5-foot setback requirements.
Right, and that's, again, because it's an older mobile home.
And I'm not sure if the applicant understands, but there's only one violation as far as the property line, and that's on the bump out off of the dwelling. But most of all the violations are separation between units.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So have you ever done work in a mobile home park before?
Oh, yeah.
You're familiar with the 20-foot between setback?
I'm not.
Okay.
I didn't know this one before, and that's why I was...
Okay.
I guess the problem that I had is that I was approved for the deck that was existing, which, if we're saying that there's a 20-foot separation, that deck should have never... I'm sorry. The deck should have never been cleared, allowed to be there.
Well, and as was previously pointed out, decks do have different requirements and so forth than once you enclose a structure.
But I brought in my drawings specifically with pictures when I got my permits and showed them exactly what I was doing.
Okay.
And said I'm going exactly to the deck line, which is right here, which you've gotten a permit for. I'm not trying to be rude, but I explained them. I have my drawings in here if you want to see those. It showed exactly where the property was going to be. I showed them how the property was laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Did you already give this to us, or are these new?
We got those, didn't we?
I gave it to him, Sherry.
Okay.
So you can see where the deck is already, and we did not go any further than the decking that was there. So all we did was raise the wall here and run a roof.
Okay.
And you got a permit to do that?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
And that was...
What did the permit say? Do you have a copy of the permit?
It was actually in your packet.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, and the permit, Mr. Rickard, the permit doesn't state 20 feet.
The next page, Mr. Rickard.
It doesn't say 20 feet in between units?
Mm-hmm. It does not.
Okay.
It gave me gave me my setbacks, my rear, my side, and my and my front.
All right, fine. Thank you. You answered the question.
Thank you.
Okay.
And
yes, sir.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay, Ms. McGee.
Just that I've heard a lot that because other places, parcels in the development have porches and they're within, that that's not a reason for a variance.
No,
I just want to make myself
and
clear.
I understand that, but if we're going to be violated, then the park needs to make sure that everyone knows what the rules are in there, and they haven't. I went to the park initially, got their approval, showed them my drawings and everything, said here's what we're going to do. Never a word from them at all the entire time. And I'm not saying that just because somebody else has it makes me right. I'm just saying that now that I know that I violated, there's a ton of others in there that have violated as well. So the park needs to either tell us exactly what their rules are going to be or show us where the property line markers are, because there's nothing stating, there's no plot map that shows you exactly how wide any lot is. The only reason you know is because you have to go out and get a survey, and then you only know your property. You don't know anybody around you.
And well, you would know the adjoining because you would know yours.
Well, technically,
I know my front and backs possibly, but yeah.
Technically, according to the survey, there's clear markers as to where the property corners are.
To the surveyor, there may be, but there weren't any out there for us. Have you ever seen any markers?
Okay.
I've never
it's up to the property owner to know where their property markers are.
Well, exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any further, Mr. Mills?
No. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No questions.
Mr. Rickard, you had none?
Yeah, there's been issues with Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say. That's all I am going to say. And
okay.
I'm sure the Director of Planning and Zoning knows those issues, and I would listen to what she has to say about any input in here. Do you have any input?
I can note there have been variances in the past, and one of the requirements, and I can't explain how this one happened, is you do anything in SARE, you're supposed to get submit a survey with the application. I can't answer why this did not happen with this application, but for typically for SARE, based on the number of variances that have been granted in the past, that we do require a survey when they come in for anything.
Okay.
In fairness, Mr. Chairman, she's inherited this.
Right. Yeah, I'm just getting ready to say. Well, thank you for that.
And when management changes, they don't always inform the homeowners. So.
Right.
They're not exactly the easiest to work with. I went to them several times. Do you have a plot map? Do you have anything that shows us where our property lines are? And could never get anything. The manager was always too busy to deal with us, so I always dealt with the associates. And then once we got this variance, I went to the manager, and then he says, oh, well, yeah, we use this surveying company. They do all our surveys. Well, why didn't you?
When we first purchased the property, I did ask where our property lines were, and they sent a maintenance worker out. And I said, I would like to know, is this my flower bed, my neighbor's flower bed, what's what? They said they couldn't tell me because they had changed light poles, and not all light poles were put back in the same exact space.
So do you own the property or rent it?
We rent it. So we were never clearly given where our property line is. However, when we were just enclosing an existing deck, and like Sherry had said, we had checked and there was a permit for that by the previous owner.
Okay. All right. Mr. Sharp, do you have any?
I don't know if Mr. Millsy.
No, I was just going to say we're very familiar with Sierra Village.
Yeah, we are.
We haven't had any issues with Sierra for quite some time.
Been a while. Good while.
Well, hopefully we won't have many more.
Nobody wants to go in there and do any work now.
No, it's been
how rough it is.
Been years since we've had any problems.
But you do need to understand that an open deck is different from an enclosed porch.
And I do understand that, and I drew the drawing exactly as it was, and then I came back and talked to, I think I talked to this young lady over here, the recording secretary, maybe, when I filed my paperwork, and she said the same thing, that there's a possibility that the deck, an open deck, could be different than the, sorry.
Okay, I don't remember.
That's okay. She's pleading the fifth.
Fifth.
All right.
Just a couple questions, if I may, Mr. Chairman. And this is more to the applicants. When you entered into the, I guess you purchased the home.
Yes.
The home was there when you bought it, correct?
Yes.
So that bump out on the east side, that was there as well where your AC
yes.
was. So how long has that home been on that lot? Do you know?
I don't know. It's 1974.
So it's been... 74 has probably been there. They don't usually move them.
How about your neighboring properties? How long have those homes been there? Any of those newly placed since you bought it?
No, not since we've been there. We've only been there 2 years this month.
Okay. I take you've not had any complaints. I noticed there was some correspondence in favor.
No, they were both of our direct neighbors who gave a letter, and then a gentleman and his wife behind us.
Okay. And I see Ms. Bigelow's here, and she's made representations. I take it you relied on her to make sure this was filed and compliant?
Yes, we had never built before and didn't know. We left all the permits and whatnot to our contractor because we obviously aren't in the business and wanted to make sure everything was done properly, permits pulled and what have you.
I have no further questions, then. Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think that the hardship's been created by the applicant. You know, they testified, they relied on the contractor who also because of the permit not noting the 20-foot between units and not having cooperation from the mobile home park. I feel like this was not created by the applicant. And I think that the request comes necessary to enable reasonable use of the property now that it's the work is done. So I think all that presents a certain uniqueness to the whole situation. Obviously, because of the past history in that mobile home park, I don't see, and we didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare and such. I think what they're asking for is a minimum to afford relief. And I make a motion that we approve case number 12,005.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12,005. All those in favor of the motion? Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rucker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,005 is approved.
Thank you.